Here we go.
Yo. We back. Music Jones Podcast. Every Tuesday. All platforms. Well, not every Tuesday, but, you know, it come out on Tuesday. June.
Yo.
What's happening?
Not a whole lot, baby. What's happening, June?
It feel like we ain't been in here forever.
It's been a while.
It ain't been that long. She said it was, what, 2-3 weeks? Shout out, Be Easy. What's up, Easy?
3 weeks.
That's that guy. Sound right
like
there.
I know. Look at him. I know. See, he could. Paul, know what he gonna do.
I understand.
How you eat? Easy.
Chilling.
Word.
Can't complain, you know.
Yeah, man. What's going on? Same shit.
Same old soup. Just reheat it. Heat it. You know.
Shit.
Nah, pimp. Hey.
Don't let him talk that crazy shit, man. Yeah.
What he got going on?
Man, that nigga got filet mignon in that soup, bro.
Oh, shit.
Ain't got no regular motherfucking soup now. Don't let him shit you, dude.
Ain't no goddamn stew beef on no hamburger, that motherfucker. No. That nigga got filet mignon.
He got filet mignon in that soup, bro.
Ooh, shit.
That soup tastes different, bro.
Man.
Just do
You don't use saltines, you use Ritz crackers with your
man.
Shit.
No, they might have some cooked bread or something.
Oh, you got some cornbread.
No, some cooked bread. Something.
Oh, you know,
something.
Some bougie.
Oh, yeah, a badass biscuit. Yeah, man. Hey, don't let it fool you, no.
Oh, shit. Easy, what you got going on? I see you still shouting people out, so.
I shout people out.
On the social media shit.
Oh, you talking about my job?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So that why you just changed your beat up from stew beef to you took the pot roast
stew
out
beef.
And put
pot
the,
roast.
Yeah. You put the filet mignon of it.
I was trying to think of something. I ain't got it. It's gonna come to me though. It's gonna come to me. So, you know.
Oh man. You know what? We hadn't been in here in a while. Cause I ain't had a chance to talk about Easy birthday. Shout out to Easy.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. We never talked about your birthday because we came prior to. So man. I text this nigga. I'm going to read you the shit.
Uh-oh.
I text this nigga for his birthday and shit. Right? This motherfucker says, thanks, older brother. I said, this motherfucker is stupid, man. Like, he's stupid as hell.
And then now that you say that shit, it's been a while, but I knew one reason why we wasn't.
Oh, yeah, I was up your way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I just really went out there to see Highest and Lowest, that new Denzel John.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You went to see the movie?
Uh-huh.
You went up there to watch it?
Yeah, because it wasn't playing down here.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I forgot how you operate about these movies. We had that discussion.
Yeah,
you
know, that was probably dope. Here. Which one y'all went to?
I went to the one. It was one of the. How many Cine Bistros y'all got up there? A few?
Yeah.
Like where you can recline the seat and they bring the food to you and stuff?
Yeah.
It was one of them. I forgot what area it was in, though.
Like Monroe Road or something?
No, I don't think
about
so.
North? No, you probably might. He might have been north there.
He in the bougie spot. No.
It had to be North Charlotte, though.
He might have been North Charlotte somewhere. Yeah.
He not going.
All the new shit over there.
That nigga told me I acted poor because I drank Kool-Aid. You know he ain't going to certain sizes.
Right. No Kool-Aid.
Jesus. That's bullshit. Yeah, man.
Yeah, funny. Oodles and noodles. Ugh. You know how much these tundras cost?
Oh God!
You think I sell a tundra to eat oodles or noodles?
Right.
So how was the movie?
It was real good. It's on Apple TV now.
Yeah,
it's on Apple TV now. It's good. It's good. Denzel movie.
Yeah, it was worth going to movies to see.
Yeah.
See, that's what. Yeah,
it's a couple stars. Well, a couple new actors in it though. Because ASAP, you know, he never really been in no big movie.
No. Well, is that a big movie? Because
I mean.
They didn't promote that shit.
Shit, but Denzel was on a press run for that motherfucker.
I ain't even knew nothing about it because we've been looking for something good to go see in the movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Denzel.
Oh, so you didn't go see it?
Mm-mm.
Didn't even know it was in the movie. I thought it was just on Apple TV.
Yeah, I slipped on it.
They put it in the movies August, that same weekend, so like the 23rd or something like that.
I slipped on it.
And then they put it at Apple TV last Friday.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, Friday.
Was your food good at that spot? Wherever you
went? I didn't eat, so I went by myself, so I picked out the little seating thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And the one I picked, like, you know, you could choose and you get, like, I like to sit at the top, so I didn't want to sit all the way on the left just in case somebody, like, tried to sit beside me, so I got the one right beside it.
Right.
Which was open. My seat, so how you do it is they have a thing you scan on your little table thing.
Mm-hmm.
You scan that and then you order your food. Mm-hmm. Mine didn't have one.
Fuck.
And you can't scan the one next to you, because I tried to scan the one next to me and it was like this seat wasn't reserved.
Yeah.
So I just sat there and she was like, if you wanted to order some food, you just have to go down there and order it. And we bring. I was like, man, I'm not getting up.
Defeat the purpose.
Yeah. So it was cool though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's a nice little. I might have to go back to that spot though.
Okay.
I went to another one though. It was like in Rock Hill. I think it's like in Rock Hill. Or, what's the other city right near Rock Hill?
Fort Mill.
Mm-hmm. I think it's in Fort Mill, but they got the red seats.
Okay. Yeah, that probably would have been Fort Mill then.
Yeah, I went to that one one time, long time ago.
Okay. Yeah.
It's been a minute since I've been to one.
Yeah, that movie good though. Check it out on Apple TV or whatever app you can catch, you know, the bootlegs on or whatever. Yeah, I done watched that movie 3 times.
Yeah.
I went to the movies to see it and then like I watched it on like one of the apps where I can get the bootlegs on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then it came out on Apple TV, so I watched it like last night. So it's good though.
Word, I'm gonna have to check that out. I want to see. I got to watch Trouble Man too.
Trouble Man.
Michael J. White and Method Man.
Oh, that's on. Is that on like Prime or something?
I don't know what it's on. But I just want to see it because it's kind of like the 70s movie Trouble Man, and Marvin Gaye did the soundtrack back in the day. That's some old nigga shit I be on. Man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But yeah, man. Hadn't been doing as much fishing as I wanted to, but been getting some fishing in.
Mm-hmm. You and
kid,
your pops or just you?
Me, my pop, me and the kid. The kid came home from school.
Shout out to the kid.
Yeah, right. So we went and he caught a, I'm talking about as soon as this motherfucker threw that motherfucker out, they caught a nice red breast. He taught shit too.
Okay.
But we ended up catching two apiece. But his was the biggest, so.
How you feeling?
He cool. He love it. He loved it. He didn't want to come home, but he came home because he had to get his hair twisted and all that shit. So
other than that,
yeah, shit.
Y'all see him next hair.
Nigga was like, shit, I want to leave like 11 o'clock Monday morning. Yeah, nigga, we was out of there.
Mm.
Yeah, we was back home by 5. He was back at the house by 5.
He said he want to be gone.
Yeah,
he said that.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't got him a car yet.
Nah, I mean, well, we got it. We just got to get it shipped over here.
Oh, word.
Yeah, but yeah, he was like, shit, I'm going to leave about 10, 11 in the morning. God damn it. Get me back. I'm ready to go. That shit broke his mama heart.
Oh, man.
Broke his mama heart. She wasn't ready to hear that shit.
No.
Yeah.
She can send to another hairdo.
Nah, he'll be back in a couple weeks. One of his friends is going to the military.
Yeah.
And they having her.
Her?
Going away party.
I remember he told me that. She's saying that's the next time he's gonna come back. Really?
When is they homecoming?
Ridgeview?
No. Coastal.
Oh, I don't know. He went to the game yesterday though, so he enjoyed it.
That's what's up.
Yeah. When did they okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coastal.
Yeah, they had a home game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Yeah. But yeah, this is the time he really gonna have fun now.
Mm-hmm. And they got cheap concessions.
Yeah, say he say he learned how to do the cha-cha slide and electric slide.
Oh,
where the fuck was he?
Boots on the ground.
Nah, the cha-cha,
white people do that.
Yeah, so that's what he learned how to do. I was like, man.
It could be boots on the ground in a minute.
Man.
That's the beginning steps.
He better not.
That's the beginning stage, bro.
Man.
They do that damn old school electric shit.
Yeah, man.
Next thing you know, them bitches got cowboy boots on. Boots on the ground.
See, he with the white people though.
Yeah.
Oh, they loving it. You seen that stupid shit I be posting? What are you talking about? Them girl up here from Louisiana.
They must be.
Oh, doing that. Yeah, they stole that Louisiana shit. Yeah,
it's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, they stole that Louisiana shit.
You got about the ones that ain't got the balls to put on the internet. They still out there trying it.
Oh, yeah, you know it. You know it.
Culture vulture.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They gonna get their hands on
it. Man, they always still.
Speaking of Fantasia. Jumped on the remix of that joint.
Boots on the ground.
She did some jump too.
Yeah, she jumped on the remix. She got. They got a video for that shit.
Yeah, I remember seeing them jean chaps.
Yeah,
she got a video. Off, man.
Yeah,
I ain't talk to her in a minute, man. We just fuck around, man. She's my shorty, man.
Man, shit, that was a thing, man. Yeah. I see my girlfriend.
Yeah. That the only one I was allowed to have. Yeah. You know,
fantastic.
Speaking of girlfriends, uh-huh. I ain't even voiced. I'm so sick. I'm so hurt, and my stomach hurt. I'm sick. Coco Jones got engaged.
You late?
Ooh. No. She did this before. I ain't did a show since she.
No, she did it. She got engaged before.
Like July, I just didn't say cousin, that about bro. It. But JoJo,
it's your cousin.
She ain't my cousin.
That's your cousin.
Nah, she another Jones.
No. Coco, Bomani, Roy Jr.
No.
Nasir.
No.
All y'all.
Not Coco. No.
Yeah, y'all came from the same slave home.
No.
Y'all came out the same plantation.
No, not Coco, buddy.
Dusty. She ain't sounding dusty.
She ain't related.
You sound like you're from West Virginia right now.
Alabama. God damn it. With a coat of cocoa, goddamn, boy. Listen. But yeah, man, boy, shit. That's a Jones I ain't related to.
Mm. Okay.
I ain't related to motherfuckers Jones and Dawson.
Yeah, you is.
No,
shout out to Pearl and Boss.
I ain't related to
them. It was their birthday.
Yeah, shout out to my classmates. The twins. But them ain't my cousin.
Yeah, it is.
No, they ain't, nigga. Sure. But got an email from my cousin, Jerome.
Jerome Jones?
Jerome Jones.
Oh,
shout out, cuz.
Hossa.
Starline.
This is probably an old one, too.
Cousin, what up? That's how you open the email.
Yeah, he know.
How's everything? Wally, what's good, bro?
Okay, what's happening?
Be easy, what's happening, bro?
Shout out to him. Yeah. Take the checks.
Want to keep it as short as simple as possible. Drake a ho, OVO.
Damn.
Niggas call that nigga Lobby Graham, Snitch God. Can't take the beat in the rap battle. Hey, that song, man.
The one he had not too long ago?
The song that just came out. I'm about sick of that shit. They play the fuck out of it, too. But he did an interview with the little girl. Not little girl, Millie Bobby Brown.
Little girl,
yeah, he did another interview with her.
No, she Millie Bobby Brown.
No, I don't know.
He the girl that be laying in the bed with people. That one,
I think that one.
Okay,
I think yeah, because they was mad with each other about something.
Somebody white.
Yeah. So, but however, have y'all heard JID album? JID.
I seen that.
I heard it.
I hadn't listened to it.
It was alright.
I hadn't listened to it. It was cool. Yet. Track 4, Community, is fire. Four Flames to be exact, featuring Clips. Of course, I mean Clips on Clips and Vince Staples.
They hot right now.
Yeah, them boys on fire right now. And Pastor Troy have featured Pastor Troy on that joint. I definitely got to listen to it now.
I missed that track.
Yeah, I got to listen to it now.
I think his came out the same time Currency came out.
Uh-huh.
The last Currency, because Currency just came out with something
with another one, yeah.
Yeah, and I went straight to that Currency.
Yeah, JID's use of literary devices and his voice as an instrument is what sets him apart. You could tell the difference between swag rappers, aka the slow class, and some elevated minds.
Damn, I don't know if I agree with that swag rappers, cause some niggas swag rappers, but they still rap good.
Yeah,
Ross really a vibes swag type rapper, but he can rap. I don't really fuck with Ross right now.
What he do?
Come on, man, you fucking around with Cheeto.
With who?
You went to Cheeto inauguration thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't kind of fucking Snoop. That is right. Snoop, I don't fuck with Snoop like that either. Shout out to them 60s, though.
I forgot about
them all. Them 20s got something going on over there, anyway.
I forgot about all that. Speaking of, Chance new shit is in the current rotation. I got to listen to that, too. No Hype, this shit is one of the best albums this decade. Damn. This nigga has bars, flow, melody, and the production on this shit is flawless.
Is it too much, yeah?
No, we talking about Chance the Rapper now.
The only hit better than what Jig got is that hit my man just laid out on here, but go ahead, continue. Look.
Ah.
In the game on that, but anyway, shut up. Jig got some shit. Is it Jig or J.I.D.?
J.I.D.
Okay.
Yeah. Engineering is right, and I feel like it's cohesive. Balance of heavy righteous and some ratchet in there,
mm-hmm.
similar to Coloring Book. He rapping like acid rap, though. Concepts of the songs, No More Old Men, The Negro Problem, Link Me in the Future, Space and Time. Damn near all these songs got concepts.
Mm-hmm.
Letters Pretty, all beautiful songs. Speed of Light has the common sample, and Ride has the Do or Die feature. Chicago Showing. Oh, shit. So he did the Do or Die. He got a feature with Do or Die on this motherfucker. How many years they been out? 30. Chicago Show Love All Through. This shit is amazing.
Where J.I.D. from? Chicago?
Atlanta.
Oh, he from Atlanta. Oh, yeah.
He talking about Chance.
Oh, he talking about Chance album now.
Chance. Yeah.
He asked somebody about Chance album. Oh, he asked L.
Mm.
He asked L about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, I'm sorry.
I need to hit L up too. Shout out to L.
Yeah, he got a new show.
Alfredo 2 been in the rotation as well.
That sound good too.
Side note, Gibbs and Butcher were in the airport in Paris and ran into each other. They did.
And they dapped up.
Nah, they ain't dap up.
They took a picture together?
But because Freddie told that nigga, man, I ain't about to fuck my money up over here with this shit. Don't start no shit.
That's good. That's adult.
Yeah.
That's adult to both of them.
I don't think we'll get music, but hopefully the brothers came to an understanding.
It might as well them two come together because Benny and all the mother boys beefing with each other.
Yeah. Alchemist been cooking, though. All right, I'm going to wrap this up, DJ Highstar. Shout out to Highstar. That was the first one. Got another one. Excuse me.
God damn.
Regional rap.
Oh,
year, what up, bro?
Shout out to High
Driving Star. Back from Charlotte to SC, listening to J.I.D., vibing the skate mm-hmm. right now. Listen to Joey Badass. I got to listen to Joey Badass, too.
Fuck that nigga.
And Earl damn. Sweatshirt. Damn, what Joey do to you?
He started talking shit about Kendrick and them, didn't he, not too long ago?
No, them boys cool. I mean, it wasn't talking shit. It was just battle.
Okay, Unique.
The boys did that shit together. Him and
whoever that West Coast dude was.
What's the boy name?
I'm sorry.
With the messed up eye. What's his name?
Charleston White?
No. The rapper from the West Coast. They did that Bud Light freestyle shit together.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
What's
Jones.
His fucking name?
I'm sorry, Jones. It don't matter. They ain't got nothing to do with High Star. It ain't got nothing to do with High Star shit. My bad. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, listeners. I fucked up the flow. Jones was reading without his index finger. Two wheels on the road.
Yeah. You got your contract.
What is the nigga name, man? Absol.
Oh, he got a fucked up eye?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He tried to kill himself.
Oh, God, really?
Hold up, Absol.
Yeah, he survived a suicide attempt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can rap, though.
See, that be the price of, like, people who are real, real good at shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Steve Harvey had to live in his car.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Perry was homeless for a little while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absol tried to kill himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who is normal? They say Michael Jordan is, like, Michael Jordan is a sociopath. He a sociopath, a sociopath.
Something wrong with him.
Oh yeah, you hear the stories about he make up shit to have vendettas against people.
Oh,
so
yeah,
he kick their ass on the court.
Yeah,
people like that be highly successful. But regular people who you just be a regular good person.
Oh God.
You know. Anyway, go ahead. Shout out to Absol. I didn't know he had an attempt.
Now what I want to talk about though, after all the talk about regional hip hop,
mm-hmm.
what the best sounds collectives. What's the best sound of collectives? He says J Dilla Chicago.
Oh.
Future TDE West Coast sound. Bay Area, New Orleans Bounce, Griselda, New York, like all these regional sounds. Cause remember I was talking about Atlanta.
Oh.
Right.
Who got the best sound?
Yeah. Texas, Florida Bounce.
No.
None of them, like.
Two no's.
But they the regional sound.
Organized no's.
What about Detroit?
He didn't put Detroit on here, but they got their own.
Disrespecting Detroit.
Organized no's.
Yeah, they got their own sound. I mean, Atlanta, I mean, they, that became our sound from Atlanta. Like I told you, the Atlanta sound was the other
shit. And then, like, where Buddy from? We was just talking about that the other day, too. Boomin.
Metro Boomin. Yeah. Oh,
Missouri.
Yeah.
He from Missouri?
That where he from?
Yeah.
Oh, he just moved there, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That don't, what, do that count as a Missouri sound?
That was my question, too.
Nah, it can't because it's Atlanta rappers on the shit. And he ain't the only one that was making them, that was creating that sound back then.
Okay, so is
he one of the main ones?
He a Missouri nigga making Atlanta music.
So whoever do Meek beats, State Property beats, what are that kind of?
Shit, Just Blaze was doing most of their beats.
I'm just saying, is he Atlanta or he don't count?
Who?
Metro Boomin.
He did they beats?
Well, no, Metro Boomin did. I don't think he really count like that because he did too much for a whole bunch of people. He ain't really had like a sound.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. I guess he just liked the Atlanta sound. And that's what made him, or that's what he spent most of his time at.
I don't think he counted as an Atlanta sound.
Oh, but that album is.
Oh, yeah, he did have that album. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's definitely
I don't know. I don't know.
Region that has had it. The worst got to be Atlanta. They calling that shit Ratlanta.
Damn.
And a lot of them niggas, the last 10 years, Bankroll Fresh, Trouble, Lil Key, Takeoff, Rich Homie Quan, DJ Unk,
I was in the
Mazi, BWA, T-Hood, rest in peace to these brothers.
Yeah.
Add that with the brothers caught in the legal system since Gucci and Tip. These niggas didn't learn. Rallo, Lucci, Thug was all in the street spinning in Benzes and shit. They also made it, and they still was living GTA out here. They was living like they was in Grand Theft Auto.
I don't know.
Question. Y'all like attending concerts or festivals? Which and why? All right, I'm out. DJ Highstar. Shout out to Highstar.
He said which and why?
Yeah. You like going to festivals or concerts?
I like festivals. Mm. Why? I ain't gonna say that. But festivals, like, the vibe be different. You know what I mean? You outside and getting bent.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm. Everybody having fun.
Right. Versus the concert, you know, everybody still having fun.
Yeah.
We're just more contained.
Yeah. Depends on what city you in.
Right.
If the, you know,
like I said,
the getting bent is the same.
Right.
Because now festivals, you take your own coolers and all.
Some. But I don't know. I think it's just because of America or something, but I ain't never really like doing stuff, been like free. Have all the, like 100%, I'm having 100% fun.
Right.
I ain't been too many times when I do that in public because I feel like you gotta watch out for something if something happens. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I can't say a festival.
Right.
But I prefer a concert. And plus I don't like my shoes getting dusty.
Yeah, of course. That shit was ridiculous the first one I went to.
I used to buy throwaways just to wear the joint.
Yeah. That's all I did.
Yeah. Buy shit just
get some dope ass shit I'm gonna throw away after I finish.
If it was a some kind of festival where I feel like I can be like 100% let loose and I know I ain't gotta worry about nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gotta worry about this homeboy getting too drunk or too high.
Right.
Worry about this woman we with, I ain't got bodyguard this person or that person. But
what would you call Wolf Creek then?
That's a festival.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yes, it's a festival. I mean, but it ain't, like, shit just never got out of the, I mean, I guess because of the age of the crowd, I don't know, but it never really got out of hand.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't saying like out of hand like that, but just, you just on guard for
just
something.
Yeah, just on high alert.
You got a designated drive. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, something. Man, shit. I passed out in the front seat of the car before we even left out the parking lot. One of them bitches.
Right.
You just don't care. you let 100% go nowhere ever, wherever you at.
And then I can't talk because I had a blast, some super nice concerts.
Yeah, I have fun in concerts too, but I can't smoke in concerts, so that's why I really don't like concerts. You know, see, I cigarettes and shit.
Like,
so
concerts, I know in concerts, I know going in that I ain't gonna get 100%.
Yeah, you
ain't
go too far.
Let it go 100%.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So,
yeah. Shout out to High Star, man. Yeah.
Shout out to High Star.
Speaking of new music, he already talked about The Chance, and did you listen to the Gunna album yet?
Nah, a little bit. I mean,
I'm so in and out on that one.
Yeah, man. Everybody talking about it.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just asking if you listen to it. Yeah, we know how you feel.
I ain't listen to it.
You don't fall into that.
You in the
2%. I'll be talking about the other 98%.
So. I listen to other stuff before. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just too murky, and I don't want to get like I don't even listen to Ross no more.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's crazy. It's too,
Snoop Dogg, and I turned it off. Like,
you listen to that last Currency he dropped? He just dropped last
the other
week?
Day.
Mm-hmm.
The 8:30. I listened to that one, and then the one before that, I listened to that too. So,
okay,
yeah.
I got to check.
I can't separate the artist from the art.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Gunna got a dark cloud on him. I need Doogie to give me a.
I hit him up to see if I could. Nigga, what that's for? He ain't text me back up. Either.
You need to clip this part and put it on social media. He'll see it then. Nigga, gonna send some damn shit on social media.
Yeah, he gonna see you something. I hit that nigga. Because I was trying to get him in to get some clarification on all this shit that's going on, man.
Nigga, you gotta let me know if it's okay to listen to it.
Yeah, because.
You listen to it?
No, not yet. No.
What about you?
I'm gonna check it out. But
it's in and out on it, man. Like I said,
hold up. When did it come out?
2 weeks ago.
It come in on a show.
I think I did listen to some of it, like the first four songs.
Yeah, because niggas talk about how dope it is.
I catch it on a show. Yeah, they I ain't listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, I ain't listen. Yeah, they say it's I ain't want to lie to the people like that. I think I did listen to some.
They say it's pretty dope.
Good for them. Oh, that ain't my type of music right there right now.
This is why I was calling Doogie though, because Young Thug, everything he got going on. These phone calls that the leak, the snitching allegations, all the snitching, whatever it is, I wanted Doogie to come in here because, boy, look here. Boy, look bad out here in these streets, man.
Terrible.
He looking bad out here in these streets. Doogie, if I can go back, I'm going to go back and find the episode, but I know Doogie said in here one time that Thug was one of the GOATs from around there.
Oh, yeah, he threw.
Yeah,
Doogie ain't gonna like what he been talking. The way he been talking.
Yeah, and that's why I try to get it in here.
The one thing about I don't care about none of that other hood stuff, but how he was talking about Kendrick, like how Kendrick should have put him on, and Kendrick ain't hot, and you need to put me a 21 or this one or that one on. Like he just sounds so ignorant.
Yeah,
ignorant.
I'm talking about hating.
Hating.
Boy, I'm talking about. I said, man, who the fuck talk on the phone this motherfucking much?
It's a meme nigga. Going around about
niggas.
They say Thug ain't read no book or did no push ups while he was doing it.
They say he stayed on the phone. Yeah. He was on the fucking. Dog, how you got time to talk about everybody?
Everybody.
Nigga said Future's a fucking Harbor Daddy.
I mean, what kind of shit is that?
Yeah, but that's your homeboy. Pluto, your homeboy. Now you talk about your homeboy. Unless he said to him.
He said on the interview, he was like, I talk like that to them too. Like, how is it snitching if I talk like that to them too? So
It ain't about no snitch. Nah, you on the phone pillow talking to a chick. About your homeboys, dog. That's all that was.
But first of all,
I ain't never seen a street nigga that talk that fucking much, bro.
Mm-mm, not that much.
How you a street nigga, man? You supposed to live by all these codes to the street.
You see it.
And I talking that fucking much,
I see
bro?
Street niggas talking all the time on social media. We know all their business because they on social media talking. These street niggas be talking. They be pillar talking.
They ain't street niggas. These niggas ain't street niggas.
They be pillar. See, it's a different level. Because you look at these dudes right here, like it's a whole lot of young thugs out there.
It's a lot.
And they look dusty.
Right.
It's them niggas. It's these niggas who you scared of. You drive your car to Atlanta, you leave the window down now.
Right.
It's them niggas who busting their windows and stealing cars and all kind of shit. It's a whole different era. And it's those niggas, but the street niggas we know is the cool street niggas with bread and they laid back and they real secretive. Mm-hmm. You don't know. You hear about them, but they don't be telling it.
No.
You just hear about it. And that's the street nigga we think about. But it's them type of niggas who love Gucci Mane.
Man.
That's their street
who grew
nigga
up idolizing Gucci Mane. you know. Hey, shout out my nigga Gucci, but yeah.
So, did you see any of the podcasts he did last night? Or in the last few days?
My time is precious. I ain't wasting time on that ignorant ass nigga.
Dog.
That nigga probably can barely read.
This nigga said he mad with Gunna.
Cause
Gunna ain't go check on his mama while he was locked up.
That's fair.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He said that why he mad with him. He said that really pissed him off. He said, but everybody else, you know, went by drop bags on his mama. But Gunna did. But Gunna, you know, supposedly him telling on him, cause this is what Thug said on the podcast. He said, when he did that shit to get out, he was supposed to at least go check on my mama. Since he got out to make money, he should have, you know, been.
But was that an understanding they had?
Because they did, and they ain't talk.
Because if it's
they ended up, he said they was in. They ain't never said. He said he still ain't talk. They was in a group chat together.
But if Gunna did that, was did after, like, you know, everybody was saying he snitched or didn't snitch or whatever. Did Thug make a statement? Did he say something or tweet something or call him a rat?
Yeah, he did, like.
Kind of subliminally.
Yeah.
If you call me a rat subliminally, I'm not going to your fucking mama house.
I'm not going to see your mom.
Cause what, your mama raised an ignorant son like you. What the fuck I think she gonna do when I call her, check on her?
You told on my son?
Son, rat bastard.
Rat bastard.
No, I'm not checking on your fucking mama.
Then come to find out, you's a rat too.
And Gunna out here living life, either getting in shape. Got running 5Ks.
Got a gym. Got some workout shit going on.
5K shit crazy.
He doing out like he bought his health now.
Shout out to him and Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, kids. Lil Jon the bodybuilder.
Yeah,
shit.
That nigga came in third fucking place.
Yeah.
57 years old.
Yeah.
That bitch made Google.
Yeah.
Because it was a Google damn. Mm-hmm. Notification.
Yeah.
Lil Jon.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shit pop up on your phone. Lil Jon came in third place.
Yeah, that's big. That's big news for the hip hoppers.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah. Niggas doing other shit now, man.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, man. But like you said, that's some ignorant shit, man. He ignorant as fuck.
Yeah, he
man.
Ignorant.
And the crazy
man.
Part about when people keep up with him more. Like, this was a conversation.
Oh, dog.
Last night.
Oh.
In the bed.
Oh.
Strolling.
Dog. Listen. Yeah,
what are you talking about?
That's what they. No, I'm
this
talking
nigga
about.
Talk shit about Future. What?
Bro, listen. He did a podcast because Academics was streaming the shit. I don't know if it was live.
The podcast?
Yeah, I don't know if it was live or what. But I just was on YouTube and I was like, oh sure, this is it.
Man.
After I because shout out to Craig and Bucci. I was at the boy over there watching the game because you know they Gamecock fans. And they felt like they were talking shit to me. But I told him, man, we just got a $500 check. We're gonna fuck about the game.
Right, fuck this shit.
Yeah, man, we know we wasn't gonna win.
I mean, they put up a good fight.
Yeah, and they ain't like them boys. They like that shit. Well, all right, now y'all come on now. Yeah. Y'all talking all these mean. Your quarterback got a G63. My quarterback probably drive a goddamn Nissan Ultra.
A Honda Accord?
Nah, if he probably got a Heli.
He ain't got no Hellcat.
He got a Scat.
He ain't got one of them either.
He got a Scat.
Nah.
Probably.
I bet you got a Scat. A GT?
I bet you he don't.
I bet you got an RT.
I bet you got a Nissan Ultra.
No, he got a dog.
He got a Scat. He got a dog.
People must be got bread.
He got a dog. Because
they ain't paying the motherfucker. Shit.
Somebody just thought about that.
What if Chicken Wayne spot in Orangeburg? They could probably give him a little money. But that ain't boy Mercedes.
Who?
That's not his car.
Lenore's?
Yeah.
All right.
That ain't his car. He got a deal with them.
Yeah, I know.
He get to drive whatever he want.
Yeah.
But that ain't like his.
Oh, yeah.
Any Mercedes, his. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
he used to have at first he had a S580 or whatever, 560.
Yeah, now he got the
G. Now he got
the G63. Yeah.
It don't matter. I mean, he can buy it.
Yeah,
he got millions.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's
shout
crazy.
Out to
but he's like promo, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's sweet right there.
Yep. Yeah.
I pull up in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
I ain't coming. Yeah.
They get whoever to start Carolina every year. They get him every year.
They had him a couple years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Lenore's.
Yeah, right. Shout out to Lenore. But yeah, man.
I bet, bro, I ain't going to even lie to you, man. All of that ignorant shit with Young Thug. Like, I wanted to be somebody. Like, if it's something that going on, it got to be somebody that look like they wash every night.
Damn. Yeah, bitch. I agree with you,
I don't care about them. You know what I'm saying? These niggas. I want somebody that if they come to my car dealership, motherfucker, like, oh yeah, he probably get approved. Now we'd be wrong about Young Thug.
Yeah.
But you know, just get that look. I'm sorry. Just he just looked dusty. There's some hood niggas who don't look dusty.
Yeah.
He ain't one of them.
Yeah.
Is Gunna a hood nigga? He just a rapper.
I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway, I don't know. Shout out to Young Thug.
Shout out to Thug.
Shout out to Young Thug.
Stop all that goddamn talking, man. God damn. Havoc and Raekwon doing a 30th anniversary tour.
Okay. So you ain't going to?
For
you excited about it, but you ain't gonna go.
And
For all the Cubans.
Yeah. I just saw the announcement. I hadn't seen where it's gonna be at or nothing. So I don't know where it's gonna be.
I was mad that you missed the Wu-Tang final.
I was too.
Mad at you.
I'm mad at myself.
Right. That's so stupid.
Some baby powder. I slapped my goddamn
self. What was that on High High?
Yeah. Let's slap my goddamn self.
That was Money Day Mike.
Day.
Same person, Money Mike?
No.
Who was Money Mike? No, Cat that's Williams. Money Mike's Cat Williams. Yeah. I said Mike Epps. My bad. Yeah. I meant Mike Epps. Yeah. Anyway.
Day.
You going to try to go?
If it come close enough, I'm going to try to.
Have you heard the Beanie Siegel
and Jadakiss?
Jadakiss track?
Yeah.
They using AI for good Beanie purposes. Voice. Yeah, for good purposes. Yeah.
Yeah, they just doing. I mean, at least he doing it. Yeah. Is he rapping and they just using it?
They feel his voice.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But shout out to Beans and Jadakiss for making an album together.
Yeah.
That they're notoriously.
I'm thinking about raping his mom and making him watch. He a bitch,
dog.
Without the pocketbook and the wig. How dog, you talking pop shit when you listen, roll with Big?
Listen, man. Listen, yo. Them boy, that was a hell of a battle there. Mm-hmm. You talking about an undercard for the world? Mm-hmm. That was an undercard, man. God damn, that was a hell of an undercard.
December the 10th.
What is it?
December the 10th in Charlotte at the Fillmore.
Okay.
The Fillmore.
Mm-hmm.
Fillmore is like, what you call it, ain't it? It's like a Senate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a little bigger.
But it costs a little more too, ain't it?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Mardeep, Raekwon.
Yeah, it depends on who you on.
Them Badu tickets was crazy.
I bet they were.
Wait, the Fillmore?
Uh-huh.
Oh, absolutely. Look who you went to see.
I didn't go. I saw.
Oh, yeah.
It was on a Thursday.
Yeah, the right motherfucker's going to get the bread now.
I didn't think it was going
to
be that high.
No, I went to see Crit a couple times.
How much was it?
About $40 to $50.
Jeez. That wasn't bad.
Project Pat numbers.
Damn. Yeah, it wasn't bad. It might have been about 60 at the most, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, parking.
So back to Metro Boomin real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The song off that the album,
sure.
Take Me Through There.
Hold up.
I know y'all done seen the dance and all that by now.
Take Me Through There.
Take Me Through There. Quavo.
Oh, it'd be like,
Yeah. So that's the new going down on.
Okay.
That's the new
Take Me Through There.
The new TikTok joint.
That's the name of the song, Take Me Through There?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's like number 4.
I got you.
Yeah. Exactly. But they do a little dance to the shit. They come in, it come through, they eat a little something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay, what that's where this came from.
Yeah, that's what this was.
Take me through there, take me through there.
Yeah. She going.
White people doing it.
Everybody doing it. But I hope they know what they talk about.
What they doing?
You don't know what they talk about? Listen to it.
I know what she talking about, but what?
Yeah.
What is TikTok doing? Take
me through that. Take me through that. You want eating pussy? Take me through that. Take me through that. Make a come by eating pussy?
I don't know if that's what that mean or not, but that's what the song about. Doing a little something.
This where that came from.
Yeah, right. Take me through that.
But I always see the See the little dance.
Uh-huh. This what they doing it to. Take me through the
Who wanna get taken through that? Email me. Email me at DJ Fletcher.
Easy go take you through that.
Right there.
Shit. That's what I'm stupid. Yeah.
Take me through there.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the new craze right now. Yeah. So
white people, Indians,
everybody doing this shit, man.
Mexicans.
That's one thing about, you know,
I think somebody had some kids doing it.
Oh yeah.
I think
absolutely.
I seen like a little kid score a touchdown and doing like, yeah. But doing all of that. Yep.
It was I think that was Marquise's little girl.
Oh God, Paige.
No, Marquise.
Green.
No, Marquise. One of them. Damn, one of them boys from right to be around my mom. My mom house. They got him on Hoffmeyer Road. He died in the car on Hoffmeyer Road. You know Marquise.
Hoffmeyer.
He played ball for me, man.
Oh, okay.
His sister. Y'all might know his sister. Dark skin.
That narrows it down.
Right. Real bad. Dark skin.
I had to get him, John.
I don't blame him.
I had to get him.
Damn. Yeah, I ain't gonna go too far. Yeah, stop at the dark skin, bro. I go too far.
But you got Kellen Kirk
on
Hoffmeyer. I with them young boys over there out there in the country.
Yeah, he was one. The police did him though.
Oh.
He was running from the police.
Okay.
He got himself hurt.
Okay.
At the end of
High Hill Road.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Ran into the house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who it is. I know the situation.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But he one of them, like, he down with, I can't call them the boys' names.
The YST boys or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toya boys and all that.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But, his little girl was, had a video of her and a white girl.
Doing that.
And they,
yeah,
cause his little girl had whatever the most best part of the dance.
Yeah,
you know, one of them, you know what
going
I mean?
Back and forth.
Oh, okay.
And so she was, I guess, bringing her in, and she was.
Oh my god!
But these,
yeah, the Chiefs do it together.
Yeah,
though.
They do it together. Yeah,
man,
yeah.
These what 3, 4, 5 year old people.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah, 4, 5 years old.
Yeah, they little chilling.
Oh,
it was
God.
Cute.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it. I didn't know it had a deeper meaning until.
Yeah.
Right.
Granddaddy
Jones. That's where I'm at with it now.
Yeah.
The kids doing it.
Who be
Granddaddy Uncle Jones.
Yeah, nigga. I got daughters, man. Fuck that
yeah,
shit.
True indeed. Yeah. True indeed.
You know what I'm saying? I have to be on top of all that shit. Let me see my daughter talking about take me through the album.
Yeah. That song got a whole different meaning, man.
But they don't care. Like nobody
cares.
They
don't care as long as
nobody cares. Cause the kids, but in all actuality, like the kids don't really understand what they talking about.
Most kids,
a lot of them don't really understand. So you know, it's innocent to them.
Like everybody, well, you know what? It go back because everybody do the electric slide. So
yeah, DVD electric slide.
Right. Damn, you're right.
And the lady said electric slide by her vibrator.
Yeah, I know. Right.
So
that's exactly what she was doing.
Right.
Ooh, it's shocking.
Boogie woogie oogie.
Yeah. It's straight up. God damn it, is that Tyler Craft? You gotta be shitting me. But anyway.
Yep. Tucker Craft. Yeah. Don't even know his name.
Oh, Tucker. My bad.
The game of new day.
Yeah, he my tight end.
Tyler,
on the
his
bench.
Cousin.
But yeah, man, take me through that.
That shit crazy.
That shit all over the internet too. So.
It is.
Yeah, that shit all over the internet.
Shout out to TikTok.
Yeah, man, we gonna digging the crates for a second real quick. Got a couple joints. 30 years ago.
Buff.
Junior Mafia dropped a Conspiracy.
Damn. And I seen a fucking Biggie t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, you started to put it on?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. They dropped Conspiracy.
Fuck. It was a dope ass Biggie shirt too.
Biggie used to write all this shit.
Oh,
he was writing all this shit.
Right,
even C's.
Oh yeah, he's writing C's shit. It's a reference track for "Crush on You" that plays on the motherfuckers play on the radio.
Really?
Yeah.
With Biggie rapping it.
Yeah, yeah. He rapping the whole song.
Damn.
Kim part and C's part.
But you know, on the original, Kim don't got no on the album version. Kim don't got no verse. It just C's.
Yeah. But then I think
then the radio version killed
yeah,
that verse.
She got a verse on that. But yeah, the original one is just C's. Did you like this one better? This song got a remix better.
I like both of them.
The remix was so fucking hard with that. But see, that's what Diddy brought to the game.
Like the hit and hit go.
That's what Diddy brought to the game.
Oh.
He brought motherfucking the Dennis Edwards to the shit. Like, who would have thought to use that beat?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, if you ever watch this video on motherfucking YouTube, if you ever watch the Dennis Edwards Don't Look Any Further video,
uh-huh.
That was my twist up, goddamn, boy.
Oh, you on that
highlight? Oh, shit, boy. Oh, whole song.
How's it cut?
Oh, God.
He still with us?
I think he may be. But yeah, he was all twisted up on that joint, man. Threw C's, push B's with five and thighs, knock and knock, gonna cry by Mary Blige, ride for my niggas, pack of steel. This shit used to, this bass line in this one was better than the original, so I had to listen to this one the most. And once I found the single CD with this song on it, right, I used to bang that motherfucker at Honda Pause.
You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as
if you did sing it in Biggie voice, it wasn't right. You had to sing that shit in Biggie voice, man. Had to, yo. Bad as the worst, so don't test me.
You gotta rap it in her voice too.
I can't do it. Can't do it.
Motherfuckers.
Can't do it easy.
You can't forget this one.
Oh God, yeah. Right. Dog.
Oh,
This shit right here.
The way that it come on, how it come on, just that one beat.
We freshmen in high school now.
Niggas.
Our first fucking dads at Darlington High, nigga. Listen, they play this shit in the gym.
They're the version.
Oh, God, yeah, you was in the bird, but this is Darlington High, freshman year.
Oh, this river's so beautiful.
I'm watching Rap City every day. I was still recording Rap City then.
So Biggie wrote this?
I'm sure he did. All you gotta do is look at the credits of the
true
album.
True indeed. Yeah, but I'll try to pick up on the
on how he
it's the same.
On the passport. What did you see? We're the kitchen. I blow up spots like little sisters. Grind, get your teeth. Grind by your nails with the cuticles like Murray. Rock killers, be the most beautiful. Judy Mafia, click thick like Luke dances. Who else? That Biggie, man. That's Biggie. With Big Willie style with the chauffeur. You know what I mean? Read all between the lines.
A nigga act.
Which album is it?
Conspiracy.
Bitches.
Rub your titties if you love Big Papa.
Gotcha.
It was another song on there we used to play the fuck out of.
This one right here?
Nah.
It wasn't this one?
Uh-uh.
I used to like this.
I used to like it. Yeah. But I wasn't playing. I wasn't riding around playing that shit.
I feel
you. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's Chizzy get a Kizar or something, you know? It was it's that I Need You Tonight, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's Leah singing, but she was in the video.
It was Realms of Junior Mafia. I used to listen to that. And Backstabbers. Those are the two songs I used to play a lot. This shit right here, this beat right here was so crazy in that Honda, man. That's that old, see, that's that boom bap shit in you, dog. Pause.
Oh, he's getting bent to this shit.
I'm telling you, Bleak.
Bleak did this beat.
Oh, my God.
He redid it.
Yeah, it was called 1-2, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cause that's what they want to, y'all. You know I rocked ya, thinking the ribs of Junior Mafia.
Damn, was rocking shit. Ray's all out of control.
Jay was on this track too. Not this one, but Rockefeller.
The one with Rockefeller, yeah. Rest in peace to Clark Kent, man. That's what Clark Kent brought to the game, man. That real hip hop shit, yo. This shit used to beat so hard in my Honda, man. Had a dope ass bass line to it. Shout out to Junior Mafia.
Shout out to Junior Mafia.
Still don't even know all them niggas.
Right.
Lil C's,
Skeena, Kemp, something like that. I don't know their names. They don't got them listed.
I would have been like Rich Homie Quan on that one part. He's like C's and whoever else. Me know how to fuck that up. Who are these niggas?
Oh man, 20 years ago, 2005. Can you guess easy?
2005.
Yeah.
Rick Ross?
No.
Jeezy?
We already did that. Pause.
Not a good pause.
I know.
Who? Jay-Z?
No. Close.
Memphis Bleek?
No.
Freeway?
No.
Beans?
No.
Oh, Dipset?
No.
Close to Jay-Z? No, Nas.
Kanye.
Right.
What Kanye came out in 05?
Late registration.
Oh. That might, hold up, let me see which one this is. Oh yeah.
And I'm strolling 2005, right?
Mm-hmm.
As big guess, yeah. You know, I'm looking, okay.
Yeah, we didn't talk about
that. Then I see Kanye, I said, damn, you know, said all them, then I see Kanye West.
I done said all of the rock.
Yeah, all of it.
And damn sure I see late registration.
Dog, this album right here, huh?
This is
second. This is second album. Cause first one, College Dropout, then Late Registration, then what was the next one?
I wasn't fucking with
Lights.
I ain't got one.
All of the lights was on that one.
Late Orchestration.
No.
Oh, that's the live album of.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Can't Tell Me Nothing.
No.
What's the Graduation.
Name? Graduation.
Graduation was 2007.
Yeah. That's the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Shout out to my girl, my ex.
And the hip.
Christina.
But this album right here, we used to play the fuck out of this one too.
She really? Still got my Kanye.
Mm-hmm. I was, you know, on my way out of college, so it was time to start.
So what about that Diamonds from Sierra then?
Oh, that was the shit. Then you don't remember that? You don't remember this?
Oh, yeah, nah.
Shit. Man, this shit went hard. Fucking crazy, man. Yeah, yeah. This shit right here was so funny. Like, he was.
I remember it now.
Dog, this dude was different, man. Mm. But he was good different then. Because he was doing shit that made sense. Like, wherever he found this sample from, what, James Bond or wherever, like, used that.
I think it was James Bond.
You know what I'm saying? To put that together and come up with a song.
Right.
Then the song had a beautiful meaning. Like, he was telling how they was killing niggas for diamonds.
So then he did, what, We Made You with Nas and
all that on this album.
Yeah, that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did that because them boys had just made up. Them boys, they had just made up, so he did that out. He said he wanted to do a song with Nas.
Did he sign to Def Jam by then?
Yeah, I think he had just Nas signed. Cause I think he was about to drop on the double CD, Streets Disciple.
Okay,
I think he dropped that. Good shit, but I just wasn't fucking with
him. Who, Kanye?
Yeah, I was.
Shit, boy, this album right here.
That one's
this
him,
you. This could possibly be a no skipper. If you in the right setting.
I skipped the whole disc, bro. Fuck with me.
Oh no, that's what I just played. My bad.
You the right trip.
I skipped the whole disc.
You might have
put it in.
You might have goddamn not skipped nothing.
Drew, I'm gonna skip the whole disc.
This whole disc?
Man, this shit right here, bro.
Whole thing.
Damn. She give me money.
Kanye gets.
I'm talking about from.
You don't like Kanye?
I don't fuck with him, man.
Bro, from the beginning.
At first, he was all right. He was.
Bro, like, from
talking through the wire shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was with him. After that, man, get the fuck out
bro,
of here.
Bro, this it right here.
Yep.
This album right here.
Yeah,
then he did the
shit.
Remix with Jay.
This is dope shit.
Yeah. The first one that I played was the remix. Just the regular version.
Yeah.
Without Jay.
Yeah, this is dope shit, no. But I just wasn't fucking with it.
Nigga drive slow.
Right.
Heard him say. That heard him say used to go so crazy in the damn
drive slow, that Paul Wall shit. What he doing with Brandy though, that Bring Me Down? That's singing?
Nah, she's singing.
He ain't singing?
Mm-mm. Kanye ain't used to do no singing.
He did it two albums later.
Yeah.
That when he started doing the auto-tune singing type shit.
Except on the Hey Mama, he sang the hook of that.
On his did you watch his documentary on Netflix? I want to say he did, like he was like singing this to his mama.
Really?
Hey mama.
Yeah.
I never sat and listened to this whole album though.
I have plenty of time.
Real?
Shit, all that riding I used to do back then. You think about my kid living in Charleston.
Yeah, he probably gonna play some shit.
Nigga, I done listened to all. That's why I used to listen to so many whole albums. I used to be on the interstate so goddamn much. I had to leave Orangeburg, go to Charleston, pass Orangeburg, drop my kid off, then go back to Orangeburg. That shit, boy, I did that shit for years, cuz.
I don't wonder what came out. You say this was 05?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was listening to Jeezy heavy then.
Mm-hmm, because...
Real hippie.
What you call it? It just came out.
Yeah, 101 just came out.
Between Jeezy and Future, man.
Future was out back then? Future wasn't out back then.
2005.
Oh no, she's doing out yet.
On the Herman.
Oh, you talking about
bootleg shit?
Oh yeah.
Oh, he had shit out back then.
Mm-hmm. He may have.
Cause.
Oh okay.
That's how.
Yeah, them boys was getting all kind of music, bro. Herman was the.
Yeah, he was sick with it.
Yeah, he was downloading shit. Niggas ain't never heard and all kind of shit.
Wait a minute. 2005.
Yeah, last time we was here, we talked about Jim Jones, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. Hey, mom.
That'd be right.
Cause I'm so proud of you. But this nigga, like, his music used to have meaning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
He used to make, like, I don't know what happened to the guy.
We know what happened to him. What do you mean?
Right. We do know what happened to the guy.
The bitch went crazy.
Yeah.
Fucking bananas.
For no reason.
Shout out to.
Take his fucking mess. All that money he got.
Shout out to Yeezy. But yeah, man. That's it, man. I ain't got nothing else. I just wanted to come jump on the mic. Pause.
Damn.
Right. Big pause.
This nigga.
All this on that same album.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm telling you, I skipped the whole disc, bro.
This the beat on this shit tough too.
He probably had some gangster shit on it, but that just wasn't feeling him. After that wire shit, everything was on dust.
For real? Everything after that?
Everything.
Even the next album he came up with? What was Graduation?
It had to be a radio hit. If it wasn't a radio hit,
I don't know why I didn't fuck with this one. But I did for with Graduation Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I had that CD.
Yeah, Graduation was tough too.
Let's see, 2005, man. We was on that mix shit
too. We was on that Jeezy. We was on Jeezy Heaven. I was still listening to the mixtape.
Right.
I had the album, but was still listening to the mixtape.
Boom, 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 boom. Cause that's when I had that fucking computer.
Drive slow, homie. But yeah, man, we about to get out of here, man. Easy, I appreciate you as always.
Oh yeah,
that goddamn. I might have to listen to that shit on the way to the crib.
What that?
This album right here.
I'm a fuck with that Dream Murphy. I like some of that shit.
I might listen to that too. I can't listen to two albums from back in the day in one trip.
Why you might fall asleep?
Nah, it's the new album. You can play
with you.
Them shit short. The new albums.
Oh, yeah.
The most shit's long.
Right,
man.
You're right.
Yeah, new albums is short.
Yeah. Like, I listened to that Ghostface. I started listening to it after I got on the interstate, and that bitch was going off by the time I even got to 131.
Did y'all talk about the Ghostface?
Mm-hmm. We did.
How what you think about it?
I love it.
You love it?
Mm-hmm.
Cause shout out to Yoshi and L. It was like it started out good and then it got progressively worse.
I mean, but I like it because he talked stupid.
Okay.
You know?
Progressively.
He talked that dumb shit, man.
And it only got worse. So.
I've been listening to that Rocco lately too. Gift of Gab.
Your boy put out an album. West Side.
Yeah, Heels Have Eyes too. I ain't listened to it yet.
Oh.
Yeah, I ain't listened to it yet. Yeah, I'ma listen to that on
Save Your Ears.
I can't listen to it at the house.
Why?
My wife be like, let's turn that shit off.
Really?
She hear that nigga go boom, 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 boom. She hate that shit.
He got some nice beats.
She hate that shit, man.
I did listen to it.
You did?
Yeah, it's cool. Yes.
Yeah, I'ma check it out, man.
It's cool.
I'm gonna check it out. Yeah, man, but June, thank you for coming down, Pauls, to jump on the show.
Appreciate you.
Tell them where they can find you.
Hanging out with these cool cats, man.
Easy.
Yo.
As always, tell them where they can find you, brother.
I was trying to think of something slick to say.
I know. That's all you always do.
Shout out to them 60s. Mm. Oh, man, where Doogie at, man? Some shit with Big U. I know he know the scoop.
Leave that cat, man.
What Big U got going on?
He getting indicted, like Rico, really? Crip Rico charge and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I did see. We go get Doogie. Yeah. We got
then Charleston Doogie White on Boosie. Yeah.
Ass. Ooh, shit.
Boosie's son got locked
ooh,
up.
Oh shit.
They told on him.
Boy, listen. He
told on him. Yeah.
Yeah.
With a switch.
I got to get
calling people.
To get Doogie on this motherfucker, man. Y'all hit Doogie up, tell that motherfucker to come on the show, man.
Yeah.
To make a guest appearance. And he gotta come back here every week, goddamn. We need our street correspondent on this motherfucker.
Come on in here with your 10-4 Koofy on. Yeah.
And a puppy.
It's your boy Jones, man. Y'all can email us at themusicjonespodcast@gmail.com. Hit us on Instagram, The Music Jones Podcast. And y'all know my personal shit. I said it 100,000 times. Till next time. Peace. Drive slow, homie.